This is the opening market report for Wednesday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Joined today by Jim McCormick of AgMarket.net for our opening market discussion. Jim, what's happening with the trade in the grains?
Hey, good morning. We saw some overnight weakness to begin the overnight session, but once the day session started, we're catching a little bit of a bid. The wheat market's trading in the green. Beans are still a little bit under pressure, and corn's pretty much back to unchanged. So a little bit of a bid being done. Weather has definitely got a lot of people's attention. As we were talking before we started the recording, a lot of big storms moving across Iowa, moving into the eastern corn belt, which is good for the eastern corn belt. We do need the moisture here, but the wheat market, I think, is finding a little bit of support. That rain event really kind of missed a good chunk of the wheat portion of the country. Talking to a client of mine, they were talking a big snowstorm up in North Dakota, and it was kind of a bust. So the wheat market's definitely getting a little bit concerned about that dryness we're seeing both in the northern and southern plains, and that should hopefully provide a little bit of support to the wheat market.
And why did that happen all of a sudden here this week, Jim? Was there a report that listed off the wheat ratings? Why was that such in the focus here this week?
Well, I think part of it is Russia continues to lower its export amount of wheat available for export, which is pushing more demand our way. I think the other thing is just the calendar. We're in the second half of March. Wheat's coming out of dormancy, and it seems to be catching people's attention right now. But no, it's just one of those things kind of interesting. You know, the market kind of ignored it. It's been a very dry winter, but all of a sudden, you know, you flip the calendar, you flip the date, and all of a sudden the market is starting to really focus in on it. Now, we'll see how the weather patterns play right now. But right now, if you look how the storm systems are going, they're kind of skipping over the plains, and then they really suck in that moisture and really start raining as it moves a little bit parts of Iowa into the eastern corn belt.
That was Jim McCormick with AgMarket.net. We will have a check of the numbers next.
Farmers, stay on top of your local market with Basis Matters from the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. Every day, we bring you the latest corn and soybean cash prices from inland grain elevators and river terminals across Iowa. Get the prices you need to make the best-selling decisions, no matter where you are in the state. Basis Matters connects you to the numbers that matter most to your farm. Tune in every weekday only on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network and make informed grain marketing decisions with Basis Matters.
May corn up 1.25 at 460 even. May soybeans down 1.25 at 10.11.5. Chicago wheat up 1.75 at 566.75. Minneapolis wheat up 2.5 at 616.5. Kansas City hard red wheat down 4.75 at 601.5 on the Merck. April live cattle up $1.30 at 206.67. April feeder cattle up $1.65 at 286.20. April lean hogs down 97 cents at 86.62. Class 3 milk up 9 cents at 17.05. This has been a check of the opening markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.